Right. So these are not ideal conditions for me to be recording this AMA, but if I don't do it now, then it's never gonna get done. So I'm doing it now. I'm sorry if you can hear all these weird house noises. I don't fucking know what this is. Pipes and shit, and the piano that's being played upstairs. I'm sorry. But if I don't do it now, then it's never gonna get done, and I want this to happen. Because it's gotta. Yeah. Right, here we go. Hi. How you doing? My name is Frantic Tumble, and this is my AMA. We doing it. It's happening this time. I think I've recorded this 1.5 times before, and I wasn't satisfied with it, so I'm doing it again because I hate myself. And y'all are about to find out just how non-sexy and lame I am. Just a glimpse into the life of the Tumble. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry. Yeah, so a lot of people asked some similar questions, so I'm just gonna get that out of the way in the beginning. Just breeze through it. A lot of people asked what kind of instruments I play and what kind of dance I do, which might have helped to explain it, but I didn't want to have a super duper long post as my thing. I didn't want to leave all the questions unanswered. I wanted to leave some questions unanswered. God, I can't speak. This entire thing is going to be that, so strap yourselves in, folks. But I have been playing piano for 14 years. I've been playing ukulele and guitar for 6-ish years. I recently got a baritone ukulele, which I love so much, and it's my baby, and that's what I use to record a lot of my GWA covers, or GWA backstage. I used to play the drums, not so much anymore. There's a drum set behind me, but I don't really use it all too much. It's not really my thing anymore. Yeah, and some people asked me what my favorite is, but I'll get to that when I get to that. What kind of dance do I do? Well, I've been hesitant about saying this on here because it's so near and dear to me, and it's kind of specific, but I do Philippine folk dancing. I am a professional. I get paid to do this. Not that much, so hence college. And I've been on kind of a break because of school, so I miss it. But at school, I have been teaching people a lot of dances there. I've been teaching the Filipino club how to do the traditional dances, because they modernize some of the folk dances, which is cool, and I used to be a purist and want to keep everything traditional, but the way that they've done it at my school, they've really brought it into their own and added their own spin, and less of a grumpy old person now. Just the kids these days with their modern dancing and meh. But I also do a lot of hip-hop freestyle. At school, I've been asked to join a lot of dance groups, so all of those, yes. There's a K-pop dance group that they want me to join. There's a hip-hop crew, squad, the kids say these days, that I've been asked to join. And I want to join all of them, but I don't think I have enough free time with my academics and priorities. If I could major in just dancing, then I would. I mean, I'm sure I could. But, I'm sure I could. But I ain't gonna live that kind of life. My parents have expectations. Anyway, on to some real questions. Here we go. I'm just gonna go into here and do this. Right. I had a doc but I'm gonna go on. You know what? I'm gonna use the doc. Using the doc. I don't have one set of questions in the doc, but I know who it is. Anyway, yes. First up is Mr. Gone Deep, who didn't have a question, more of a request. Can you introduce your goddess-like ability to do tinkling and keep your feet? Well, as previously mentioned, tinkling is one of those dances, one of those Philippine folk dances that I do, and it involves two bamboo poles, or more, if you want to get wild, and they open and close, and you have to maneuver between them and not get caught. So I don't know if you want me to dance it for you, which would not be the best idea because you can't see me do it. And it requires at least three people, because usually four, because you need someone to clap the sticks, and I'm here by myself sans bamboo. But if you want me to explain how I do tinkling and keep my feet, practice. It's muscle memory. I've been doing this shit since I was... I think I'd started this. I like to say, because they're bamboo poles, I like to say I've started pole dancing ever since I was 9, I'd say. I quit regular dance classes. I used to take ballet and jazz and tap and all that kind of good stuff, and I traded it in for a life of pole dancing, so, fun. Yeah, so I've just been doing it for a really long time, so muscle memory and practice are your friends. I have very strong calves now. Bonus points for sexiness and naughty dancing stories. Well, if you want it, I'm sorry. I really don't have any naughty dancing stories. Everyone in that dance troupe is, like, family to me, so I'm not into incest, man. That's not one of my things. I have the opposite of a sexy dance story, though, where, a lot of the older dancers, because I'm pretty young compared to everyone there, even though I started when I was young, there just haven't been an influx of younger kids joining. So I'm still the low end of the age range. I have a lot of protective older sister types who guard me from the dangers of men and the world and things like that. So we were getting ready to go on stage, and they all basically gave me a talk about saving myself until I'm at least 18. But I was 17 at the time, and it was 3 months until my birthday, so it really wasn't that long. I don't think they realized how old I was. And then they changed it to 21 once this guy started being creepy about the fact that I was now 18. And he was like, oh shit, she's legal. And I'm like, dude, chill. And everyone else was like, dude, chill. So that's it. I've also seen a lot of ass in my day. Lots of different kinds of ass. Various forms of bodies, because changing in tight places with people, you don't get room for separate change rooms for genders when you're on the fly and performing in a bunch of different weird places. Yeah. So, that's that. Thanks, Gone Deep. Parabalalabamba asks the next question. Well, he asks me. The first one he asks is the dance question, and I answer that. And I'm gonna keep talking about dance. What's your favorite tag to perform on GWA? Well, if you've noticed, I don't know if you have, because I'm not sure if you listen to my things, but I do a lot of F4F. It's a good time. I've been in that mindset lately, so it's just my thing. But I feel like that's a cop-out answer. I like to do a lot of poetry and, like, narrative content. I like to do, like, there is someone posted a script that was a monologue recently, and I jumped on it because you don't get to see a lot of that. It's not very common. And I really like poetry. Submissives makes a lot of poetry, and I like to read it. And I don't know who, not a lot of other people write poetry very frequently, but it's great. It's a grand old time. I feel like that's my strong suit. I'm not too good at, well, I'd like to become better at making more immersive type audios. Am I even recording? I am! Cool. Cool beans. But yeah, I'm confident with that kind of stuff because it's just reading words! And I can read words. Easy peasy. No problem. Next question. If you could make your own signature scent, something that would make people say, "It smells like tumble in here," what would the main aromas be? Well, I had a little conference with my friends about this because I didn't really know what to do. And, well, my one friend immediately said, "Pure Seduction," because that's the name of my perfume that I use, and have been using for quite some time. And it's kind of my signature. My best friend and I, we both have the same Pure Seduction, and we both smell like Pure Seduction, and it's great, and we're bonded for life, because, yes. But that's cop-out. I guess that kind of, it smells fruity. It's really not, I really don't think it's that sexy of a scent. It's just, it's nice, it's pleasant, and it's, like, fruity, and it's cute. It's cute. Yeah. That or something citrusy. I use citrusy body washes and stuff like that. And I have a citrusy lotion that wakes you up because I'm a sleepy asshole. Yeah. Next question. What's your favorite musical? My favorite musical is City of Angels. And I love it a lot. And it's great and it's beautiful. And it's not a very well-known musical. So if you know it, props to you. But it has a very convoluted story. And it's kind of hard to follow. But basically, it's, well, it was made in the 90s. I think, right? Yeah, I think so. But it's set in 1940s LA, of course, and it's a story within a story. So there's this noir detective novel thing going on, that plot, and then they're making a movie out of the noir detective novel. So there's, like, the two conflicting storylines, and it's about the author's integrity to keep the book how it was, and the producer's pushing back on it, and there's just lots of great things happening. It's beautiful, and I love it. And I did a song from that for one of, for this past collab, the May Penny collab thing. I did it. It's a good song. I don't think I sang it very well, but it's a good song. Next question. Do you have a favorite midweek meal? Something quick, cheap, and easy to make. I am in college, so that's every meal. I don't know. I like making fried rice, like breakfast fried rice. That's the only thing I'm really good at, because I've just perfected it over lots of times when I've had leftover rice from the night before, and just eggs and whatever meat is in the fridge or is left over. Sometimes we have bacon, which makes more sense, but one time I made it with leftover wings and it was so good. It was the best fried rice that I've ever had. Dun 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 dun. Skype made a noise. Okay. I don't know why it does that. Sometimes it just makes noises, and I don't know, like, who's on or what happened. Anyway, next question. You asked for it, so what's it like being Asian? I could talk about this for way too long. I've done a podcast where I've tried to talk about like a big trifecta of just the fact that I'm Asian and a woman and gay as shit. But so it's like the trifecta of oppression, and I thought it'd make for a catchy podcast. But just I don't think I was able to do it justice in the short amount of time. So I will say that since I am second gen immigrant, so my parents grew up here and my grandparents immigrated to this country. So it's not like I have immigrant parents at home. My parents are pretty American, but I have grown up with my dance and with other things just within a large Filipino community. So I've always had that, and it's been so weird because I've grown up in a very accepting area, so no one's ever been racist to me or anything. But sometimes, because I'm around so many white people every day, especially when I'm at school. My school is really white. Yeah. So, really white. So, it's weird being treated the same as everyone. And then, at the end of the day, I'll look at myself in the mirror and I look so different. Or at least I think I look so different. And I told this to my friend, and she was like, do you just forget that you're not white? And I'm like, no, it's just that it's hard to explain. I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but it's weird. Anyway, I'm not able to do that justice, but yeah. Next question! Oh shit, wait, one last thing. I will say I was such a weeb when I was younger, and I took so much pride in it. I thought it was just the coolest thing, and that Asian pride, so Asian. I was that girl. Yeah, but I'm not like that anymore. Those days are in the past. Anyway, next question. That is a fantastic bit of jazz piano in your AMA audio. I don't know if you're playing it, but I thought I should ask you if you are anyway. Bruh, I am both offended and flattered that you would think that, because, come on, do you really think I would do you really think that I would choose that crappy little jazz piano thingy as my background if I wasn't playing it? No, I would have chosen a better stock audio, probably something with really cheesy sax riffs. But no, and also if you listen to it, you'll see that I make a lot of pauses and I stumble over my words, which doesn't really make such a difference because I stumble over my words anyway. But I'm talking really fast and I should probably slow down. But I'm not near a piano right now, so I can't really show you. But that was me, and yeah. Someone said that I sound like Jessica Rabbit, which is, one, hella flattering, because what? Dude, no, she's like the epitome of just cheesy, just overtly sexualness. And yes, I'm so happy, but those were also the chords to Why Don't You Do Right, so it makes sense. Yeah. Next question, Penny for your top bod. Okay, an attractive older woman comes up to you and says, I want to have sex with you and take you to a bunch of musicals, but you can never eat another mango. What do you do? One, that's so mean. Why would you ask me that? And I had to think about this for a little bit, but I came to the conclusion that I would not accept this woman's offer on the grounds that what kind of monster would prevent me from ever eating another mango ever in my life. Like, I don't know how long this is going to last. And also, if she's older, she's gonna die before I do, probably. Unless I just kill myself because I can't take not eating any mangoes, which is hella morbid. But also, how would she control not letting me eat any more mangoes? And what kind of monster? Is the sex really that good? Are the musicals really that entertaining? I can only see so many musicals, but I can never eat enough mangoes. What kind of monster? And also, I feel like if she has the power to ban me from never eating another mango in my entire life, I feel like this is like a lifetime arrangement. And I feel like that, like, on my own, like, I know I have a very low self-esteem, but, like, I feel like I could get another attractive older woman to have sex with me that wouldn't deprive me of mangoes. I feel like I have it in me. That's just me, though. That's just me. And I told you, man, I'm always a slut for mangoes. I wouldn't be able to contain myself. I'd be so tempted all the time. I can't. I'm so worked up now. I'm so unreasonably worked up, Penny. How dare you? How dare you? Anyway, next question. Well, I'm just gonna give a shout out to First Ditch Effort, who may have clicked away by now because his only question was about dancing, and I addressed that in the beginning. But hey, thanks for asking the question, and I think it's cool how your sisters are so into dance. That's cool. You asked if I do multiple types, what type is my favorite? It depends on the scenario. Sometimes I just, when I'm like at parties and stuff, I just mush all the different styles that I know together. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of music I'm listening to. I'll do a full out waltz to some like gross like trap song. Like some really cheesy trap song, and I'll like fucking like do I still dab. I'm sorry. I am that person. But I will dab along to some thing that you shouldn't dab to, which is most things. But you know what I mean. I'll do like that kind of hip hop style. I don't know how to explain what I do. I'm really good at doing like those drops, you know, and then coming back up really slowly, like making either sexy. I was trying to say sexy and sexual. Like really sexy eye contact with someone, or just really uncomfortable eye contact, depending on how I'm feeling or how they're feeling or just how weird I am that night. And yes, I'm good at doing that hoe drop thing, and then it's the coming up part that gets ya. That's the kicker. But there's one dance. One traditional dance that involves balancing stuff on your head. Well, there's a couple, but I just really like balancing stuff on my head. I'm good at it. It's fun. It's a good party trick. When I'm at parties, I just put something on my head until someone notices and comes up and talks to me, because I don't have social skills. I'm just a monkey here for your entertainment. Anyway, next question. Growly little bitch. Hi, Growly. How you doing? She asks, or you ask, or who asks, I don't know how to address this. I'm sorry, Growly. I'm sorry. When are we gonna get that boba, though? That's your first question. And the answer is, pick a date. Pick a time. I'm there. I'm gonna fly over there right now. I'm booking my flight as we speak. I don't know exactly where you live, but just general California, I'm coming for you. No, but like seriously. I will mail you some bubble tea. I will. I'll do it. I don't know your address, but it will make its way to you. Then you also asked about the instruments and what's objectively your fave. Okay, so objectively, out of the ones that I play, I don't know. Well, piano is the coolest because it's so versatile. It's so much more versatile than, I feel like guitars are kind of versatile. Ukuleles aren't that versatile. They make everything happy. Yes, what was I saying? So yeah, pianos, because you can do so much with them. So much. What's it like being talented, gorgeous, and a sweetheart? Well, you're too kind, and it's only fun when you get validation, because the rest of the time you're doubting yourself and your abilities, and you don't think you're going to make it anywhere in life, because there's always people who are better than you, or prettier than you, or nicer than you. Yeah. No, seriously. I don't know how to. That's it. That's it. I'm gonna move on now. Favorite mango anything? You can't beat the taste of just a freshly, perfectly ripe mango in its prime. Just pure mango. Yes. I also recently was at a party. Well, I was getting ready to go to the party, and I was at the pregame, and I wasn't gonna pregame, but I was there because we were gonna walk down together, and someone handed me a drink, and it was a mangotini, and I can't say no. Y'all, I'm a slut for mangoes. I can't be helped. But yeah, it was very good, and it was very, it just tasted like mango soda, and I got pleasantly buzzed from it, so that was nice. So I'll say that mangotini. It was great. Next up, Mover and Groover. That's an adorable nickname, username, by the way. Username. I'm sure no one calls you Mover and Groover in real life as a nickname to your regular name. If they do, then I wonder what your full name is. So, you ask, what makes you love dance? The stage, the self-expression, the euphoria, the pushing of limits. Tell me everything so I can have someone to share my passion for dance. Well, my dear. You worded it so much better than I could ever explain it. I love the community aspect of it, because the people in my, the people who are still in my dance group, the one that I'm paid to be in, I'm not particularly friends with them, because just a lot of them are older and have formed just deeper friendships with people who, with the people who they joined with during their formative years, because a lot of people joined when they were like 16, like 15, 16, and I joined when I was 8, so I was always just looking up to them, and now that, like, we're on the same playing field and we're, like, practically equals now, it's weird. But when you're dancing, then everyone's equal, because you're all working towards a common goal, and you're all just trying to have a good performance. And when there's choreography, then people have to be around you. And it's great, because I think I make a lot of friends through dance, because I'm just forced to be around people. Or they're forced to be around me. And then they realize, look, she's not so bad. This is nice. And I'm like, see? I'm an okay person. Yeah. But I do love just the feeling of getting something right and locking it in and just being able to hear the music and know and just immediately burst out in a dance and just, you know, and then everyone around you knows and it's synchronized and it's beautiful and it's amazing. Yeah. I feel like there was something else I wanted to say. I do not know. I really do not. But I just love dancing. And I love how it brings people together. But also, it brings people together, but also I feel like sometimes I'm in my own world. And just nothing matters but me and the music. That happens a lot when I'm at parties, because usually when I'm at parties, I'm the best dancer there. Not, like, to brag or anything, but, again, I go to a very white school. So those parties consist of just people drunkenly just moving their limbs, and I'm actually going at it. So usually people end up just kinda, usually I end up just like performing for people when I'm in these kinds of settings, and that's what makes me feel like a stripper, when it's weird, but also I like it. So I'm gonna continue ramble because you wanted me to tell you everything. I prefer closer settings. Like, I've performed in really intimate settings, and I've performed on, like, stadiums with so many people watching, and I prefer more intimate settings, because when there's a lot of people watching, like, I feel like, you know, like, in the back of your head, you know that a lot of people are watching, but all their faces blend together, and if you're on, like, a stage, then the lights are hitting you, so you can't really see the audience, so then it's just like, meh, it's fine. You just pretend that no one's there. But I like being able to see the reactions of people, because a lot of the dances that we do, I mean, pretty much all dances, but especially folk dancing, tells a story, and I like to see people react to that story. And even if they know nothing about Filipino culture or anything about the dance, like, they get the story. And it's pretty cool. Yeah! Okay, I'm done with that now. PM me if you want to talk to me about dance. But, yeah. I miss it so much. But I also do a lot of dancing still. It's just, I have been thrust into the position of choreographer and, leader of lots of things, and it's weird for me, but also it makes sense. It does. Candidly Curious Cutie. Hi. How you doing? Yes, it was you who said I'm like an even sexier Jessica Rabbit. The heck? But thanks. Yeah. Number one. How do you define your sexuality? That's a fun one. Well, your girl is bisexual, with a preference towards women at the moment. I still very much am into guys. I have been on a, I do listen to mostly female posters on GWA, but I've been on a bit of a, I've been on a kick for that dick, you know, recently. But, I'm usually just way too, like, I feel bad about this, but I'm usually just way too spent after listening to guys' audios to comment, and also, I'm so nervous because I never do it, and I don't know what's the norm, and stuff like that. I don't, Anyway, but, yeah. Bye. Preference for women. I usually have more, what's it called? When I was younger, it used to be kind of reverse, where I would feel more romantic attractions to girls, but like not think about sex with females. And then with guys, it would be the opposite, where I'm just like, where I want to do the do, but I don't really think about like relationships. But now it's like kind of flipped, but kind of not. I don't really know. Sexuality is fluid, so I've kind of stopped. When I stopped trying to analyze myself, that's when I started feeling more comfortable. So I just say bye. If anyone asks, preference for women, at the moment, sexuality is fluid, everything is a lie, virginity is a social construct. Yes. You also asked favorite instrument. Well, just general favorite. Right now, it's baritone ukulele, because I love it, and it's so convenient, and it complements my voice, so I can sing with it better. And, because pianos are loud, and they're harder to balance out levels when I try to do recordings. So, yeah. That's that. Number three, you mentioned before a desire to change your flair, seeing that gift that inspired your current. I'd love to hear why it spoke to you. Simple. I was just in a weird mood when I was verifying that day, and I was thinking, I just wanted to be something goofy, and the goofiest thing that I could think of was that SpongeBob meme where he's like, boy. Yeah. So that's that. Kind of want to change it. That's the next question. What do you want to change it to and why? Well, now I kind of want to change it to Mango Slut, because it just seems very appropriate and more accurate. Because, yeah. Yeah. Next person. Mimbling. Hi, Mim. Hi. Whenever I see your name, I go like, Mim. 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 Anyway. I'm sorry. Yes. The first question you asked was about music, so that has been answered. Do you have a song you play on the ukulele or other instrument which is your go-to song when you get angry or sad and need to cheer yourself up? Well, when I'm in a funk, on the piano, what I do on the piano, I usually play, Lean on Me When You're Not Strong, and I'll Be Your Friend. Because it's really easy to play, and it's just, it's a good, you know, it's a good one. It's a good classic. Or there's one section of Fantasy Impromptu where there's, like, with the chromatic scales and then the big arpeggio thingy-mo-bobber. That took me a while to learn, but now it's the easiest part in the song for me to play, because it's just muscle memory, and it's loud and aggressive, and I wish I could play it for you right now, but I don't have a piano near me. Yeah, it's great. It's cathartic. For ukulele, though, any song that's within my repertoire with that I've learned recently. There are some songs that I wrote that I like to play, but I don't want to sing them because I'm trying to make something of myself with my music and my real life, and I don't really want to do any overlap. I'm sorry. I did have a song up briefly, but I took it down because of that reason. Yeah. Those are songs. Just anything with singing, because if you're crying, it makes you stop crying, because you have to focus on your breathing and regulate your breathing, and it just helps you stop crying. It's nice. Speaking of singing, my voice is going and I'm only like halfway through. My ribs feel really tight for some reason. I don't know why. And it's bothering me. This has been a problem all day, and I don't know what it is. I'm just an old lady, except I'm not old at all. I'm so young. What's your favorite musical? City of Angels. What's your favorite drink, snack, and meal? Favorite drink, snack, and meal? Fuck. Drink and snack are both mango. Like mango juice. Like the... And, no, but seriously. I like tea. Tea is good. It's good for the soul. And it's good for your health. And, yes. Favorite kind of tea, though, if I want to be more specific. I like a good chai. It really depends on my mood. Sometimes I just, like, I know ginger salabat is for when you're sick, but sometimes I'll just straight drink ginger salabat with a lot of honey in it, because I just like the way it tastes. Snack. I'm not a snacker. If I'm gonna eat, then I'm just gonna eat a full meal, or I just don't eat at all, which is not healthy. But I'm an all or nothing kind of gal. And isn't there... Am I still recording? Good, I'm still recording. Sorry if that did a thing. But yeah. So, Nature Valley makes these, like, breakfast crackers with almond butter in between them. They're, like, the Belvita crackers. And, my Latin teacher in high school used to always feed me them. Because he fucking bought them for himself because he liked them. And then he kept a stash in his room. But he would give them to me because I would never have lunch. And he just took pity on me because I was so sad and hungry. I really wasn't that hungry, but he was like, you need to eat, which is valid. So he fed me. We're good pals. So I really like those snacks, and they mean a lot to me. And I recently bought some because I'm about to go on a trip, and I need sustenance. Meal. Favorite meal. I like breakfast food. Like, rice, eggs, and corned beef hash. Ideal breakfast right there. Ooh. Damn. Like, I'm so sad that diners don't, like, serve rice with their breakfasts. Because it's such a staple. It's so good. I just, like, want a nice bowl of white rice. With some eggs over them. And with some corned beef hash. That's what I want. Best and worst pickup lines. Fuck. So, I also had a little conference about this with my friends. And my one friend, he requested that I use the line, "Hey girl, you like iced tea? Because I'm going to be lipped in that skirt tonight." Which, you can decide whether it's the best or the worst. But... That's a pickup line of his own invention. I don't think he's ever actually used it on anyone. But I'd like to see him try. And, the other iconic one, I've said this in a couple threads backstage before, but, "Hey girl, I wanna paint you green and spank you like a disobedient avocado." Which, I don't know. I used it on a guy on Tinder once, and he was into it, which was weird. He was quite the large man, also, which would have been hilarious. Just painting this guy green and spanking him like a disobedient avocado. What? I love it. But also, what? And it's so forward, and it's so weird. It's, like, not clever at all. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I don't know where that came from. I really don't. I think one time my friends and I were looking up, like, bad pickup lines, and that was one of the ones on this website somewhere. So you can decide which one's the best and which one's the worst. What is your ultimate pet peeve? I keep forgetting what it is. They're just... I don't know. I don't like it when people start talking and then don't finish their thought. Which I do all the time, because my mom does it all the time, and I've picked it up from her, because I'm fucking becoming my mother, and it terrifies me. But, I'm not gonna talk about my mom right now, but, what is it? Yeah, we both do this thing where we'll just start talking, and then, I think she's worse than I am, but... She'll just start saying something, or, like, start telling me to do something, and then pause for a really long time, like she forgot what she was gonna say, and then I just have to prompt her, like, yes, what did you want me to do? And it's so hard to do without being sassy, because, like, I'm a good daughter, okay? I'm the... But, yeah, I don't know if anyone else does this in my life, but she is... a culprit of it, and it pisses me off. So there's that. What is your idea of the most perfect day ever? I really like a beach day. Beach days are... I like waking up relatively early in the morning and taking that drive down. It's like, especially with friends, just blasting some tunes on the way down to the shore. It's fun. It's a fun time. Because the drive down is pretty, it's not really stressful, and there's, like, lots of trees, and it's chill. It's a real chill drive, and it's really pretty. And then once you get there, then it's the beach, and I fucking love the beach, and I love the heat, and I love all of that. And I love... just the time when you're done, and then you go, like, walk the boardwalk and chill and hang out with your buds, and you go out to eat at probably a little Italian restaurant that Guy Fieri went to. I'm describing a day that actually happened, and it was a pretty fun day. And you go to a tiny Italian restaurant that was featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Did I say that in the right order? I don't know. And then you order a ridiculous personal pizza that was approved by Guy Fieri. And you eat it, and it's great. And then you're just all warm from being in the sun and all tan and kind of sandy, but it's okay because it exfoliated your skin and your legs are so smooth, and it's just a good day. I love the beach. I wish I lived somewhere more tropical, but that's the dream, is to move to Hawaii or somewhere, Florida or California, somewhere. I don't know. The big daddy dream is Hawaii. I don't know. Yeah, okay, next up. And I'm sorry, Mako, but I don't know how to answer your last question. Little Mako! Hi, Mako. How you doing? Question one. Describe the taste of a mango. Dude, I thought this wasn't supposed to be an NSFW, thread. I thought this wasn't supposed to be for that. The porn is for the other website, Mako. I mean, the other subreddit. Mako. Please. No, but seriously. I really don't know how to describe the taste of a mango, other than just, it tastes like a mango. Like, it's juicy, and just, I love dicing the thingy, and then just having it, but it's sweet, and it's, I don't know how to describe a mango that's, like, not super generic. It tastes like my family loves me. Okay? It tastes like all is right with the world. And Trump is not my president. And the world is not turning to shit. And it tastes like a victory. I'm getting carried away. But I can't... So that's fresh mango. Dried mangoes are more chilled out. Like, yeah. Alright. It's a dried mango. Cool. But, they're kind of hard on my jaw. Because mangoes... the dried ones are, like, tougher and harder to chew, so I don't eat them as much. I haven't had a dried mango in a while, but I bought some today for my trip. But, yeah, dried mango. Maybe I'll eat one while I'm on my trip and tell you about it. Yeah. So, what was I doing? I was answering this AMA. I'm sorry. What is your favorite way to eat a mango? I like to dice. I'm a dicer. Sometimes I do fun patterns and make triangles. It's not really easier to eat, but I like to. I like the variety. I will eat so many mangoes in a day, because there's not a lot to them, because a lot of it is the pit. So I will go through, if you let me, and if I have no self-control, I will go through half a box of mangoes in a sitting. I've done it before. I've torn apart mangoes with my bare hands because I didn't have any clean knives. It was very sticky. It was a mess. But I was also, like, 10. So, you gotta do what you gotta do. Three. If you could have any role in any musical, what would it be? Ooh, yes. I just saw it recently, so it came back to me. But City of Angels, I would be Uli / Donna. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this musical, because it's not very popular. But she's the secretary of, she's in both plot timelines, because it's dual plots. Yeah, she's the secretary, and she has this awesome song, and she's just an awesome character, and just wholesome and nice and good, because all the other characters that I want to play are, like, seductresses, and they're, like, pretty one-dimensional. Actually, Alora in that, she's, like, the femme fatale type character, and did she do it, or did she not do it, or you don't know, and then in the regular world, she's, like, a normal person, and, like, nice, and, they did it in my school. Yeah, my freshman year of high school, they did that, and I feel like if I wasn't a freshman, I would have gotten a role. I would have totally gotten, Mallory Kingsley, who is who sings the song that I sang in the thing for the collab Mabobber. But alas, I was a young boy and had no connections and no previously established. Freshmen never get any roles or like any big roles. But yeah. So, just, I want to be everyone in that show. I just want to be them all because it's such a good show. Where was I? Mako, I was answering your questions. Mako, where'd you go? Mako, come back to me. Okay. What is your favorite dessert? Well, I really like, it's not gonna be mango related. What is it? I had it. Oh, like chocolatey, peanut buttery, fudgy type ice creams. I like ice cream, and I like chocolatey food. Because like, I don't like chocolate itself, but like chocolate ice cream, bomb F. I'm not a fan of vanilla. I'm sorry. I'm a fan of vanilla and GWA, but I'm not a fan of vanilla. It disgusts me. I don't like it. Maybe I've had a bad experience with vanilla, but one time I had this vanilla milkshake, and it was the worst, and it was so bad, and I was so disappointed, because the same brand milkshakes that are chocolate, or like anything else, were good, but just the vanilla was so sad, and I'm sure good vanilla is good, but like, chocolate ice cream is where it's at. Yeah. But vanilla ice cream is better for when you want to lick it and make innuendos. Because when you lick chocolate ice cream, then it just kind of looks like poop. And it's not as sexy. Yes, I've done this multiple times. I have contests with my friends to see who can, where we like make faces at each other and just while like licking ice creams, and we have to see who breaks the first. It's a fun time, and we get weird looks, but that's fine. Okay, final question. You've co-written a musical called Mango. What is the plot of the musical, and feel free to make up a short song that will be featured in it. Well, I'm gonna be a bit of a cop-out and say that my plot, the Mango plot, is the plot of the girl, this young girl, coming-of-age musical, trying to decide whether or not she should run away with this fabulously wealthy older woman who will take her to see the world and to watch a bunch of musicals, or if she will keep her true love of mangoes. You know who wins in the end, because the musical's called Mango, but the mango is personified in this musical, so the mango can sing the song, which I wrote the last time I tried to answer this, but I kind of forget how it goes. Alright, I'm back, and I have rewritten the song. I wrote down some lyrics. I said that I based it on the Tetris theme, kind of, and while I was playing it, I kind of forgot what the Tetris theme sounded like, and then I remembered, so then I just rewrote it according to the Tetris theme, because I was trying to figure out a new melody, and it was all confusing. Anyway, I need to charge my phone. Hold on. Anyway, I rewrote it from the point of view of the woman, because I thought it was kind of weird for me to be writing from the point of view of a fruit. I mean, not weird, but I feel like I have more to work with, you know, with a human. And for the sake of this, it's a cheesy little verse, but